It's Sunday, the 8th of November, 7:40 a.m. Up a bit early this morning. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? I think she's looking for something to eat. It's a very grey morning again this morning. Overcast. A bit of a breeze, a cold breeze blowing. But at least it's dry. So why am I up early? For a Sunday. Well, same as last weekend really. We'll be heading out soon to set up the tables outside our church or chapel up the town. Selling the raffle tickets and the event tickets for my wife's charity, grand charity bingo tombola raffle night. She's organised this for a number of years now. Friday the 20th of November. It's not so far away now. So, as normal, it began last week selling the tickets outside the chapel at various masses. So we were up at the vigil last night and back up this morning to catch those going into 9 o'clock mass, and then we'll go to mass and then we'll nip out a wee bit early and set the tables back up for to catch the ones coming for the 10:30 mass. I'm hoping and praying it'll stay dry. We've been really fortunate this year. Sometimes we've been up there in pouring rain and even on one occasion snowing. So if it stays dry like just now till we get with those masses out the road, that'll be absolutely great. And then home for a fry up. So I had a good sleep last night. According to my sleep app, I was yo-yoing last night again. Deep sleep, light sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, all the way through the night. And I got 4 hours and 14 minutes of deep sleep and 3 hours and 12 minutes of light sleep, and the rest was wait time. I don't suppose that's too bad actually, considering my sleep patterns. So I'm feeling not too bad this morning actually. But I got to tell you that at 7:15 this morning, just before I went into the shower, excuse me while I sip my tea, the most gorgeous sunrise. There's no sun now, absolutely not, and it never did pierce through, but it started as normal with a narrow band of deep, deep crimson red, and then it spread towards us from the southern skies. It never reached its ultimate glory as some mornings it may have done, but it was still a massive broad band heading towards us of this gorgeous deep crimson red, like those dark embers of a fire, the ones that are really dark, you know, when everything's settled down, it's just, it was almost going black. It seems crazy, but, or scorched steak. No, I think I'm just trying to be a bit too descriptive here. Scorched steak, what a wally, what a numpty, what an idiot. Searching for descriptive words and coming up with like a Ponzi nonce. It was beautiful. And I knew by the time I went in the shower and come out, it would have been gone, and it was. And all we were left with was grey, boring grey skies. thing about these beautiful sunrises we get at this time of year, even when it's overcast, is you've got to be up early enough to see them. They don't last long. I'm watching the blue tits, about three or four of them hopping about on the tall hawthorn looking for beasties, breakfast. No granola for them, full of goodness, no porridge. Just maybe a wee selection of aphids and spiders. All that energy expended just to get a bit of breakfast. Oh, I've a feeling the day's going to change weather-wise. It's going to get wet, I think. It has that in the air. Please God that it stays dry to sell the tickets off. I think it'll be another lazy Sunday. Big log fire. Oh, that breeze is gaining strength, and it's blowing those tiny leaves that are left on the silver birch trees, like dropping like confetti. They really are looking sparse now. So quiet on a Sunday morning. It's lovely, especially at this time. Yes. Do you want an oat cake? What would that do you? Being stared at. Better go and get her something.